Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I am Craig, sitting alongside Greg, as always, hence the very clever name of the show.
Very original.
Hats off to Austin for coming up with that one. Any time that a leader does something that's going into new territory, trying something new, there's always going to be people up front that are going to go, I'm not so sure about this, and they're going to struggle to go along with you. And once, you know, you do move ahead, sometimes you never win those people over. They're like, I still don't think that that was a good thing to do. Right. But I always find it interesting how often people will criticize a leader for even doing something good, moving an organization forward, pulling it back from the brink of collapsing. And yet people are still going, I don't like this part, and you shouldn't have done this part. So let's talk a little bit about, we as leaders, what are we supposed to do with that criticism? Do we just put on like the Teflon vest and just let it all bounce off of us? How much of it do we let get through? What do we do with it once mm-hmm. it's been leveled at us?
Well, both of us have received plenty of criticism in our careers, some of which is just because they didn't like it versus is it wrong?
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what you're getting at, right? And then, you know, people questioning. I don't mind. I don't want yes people around us. And you can, you know, answer more of these. But I think the part about criticism, there has to be some humility in criticism and there has to be some confidence in it.
Sure.
And that's that art, not so much a science of receiving it or hearing criticism. When you've heard it, maybe even from others about others, you know, as a leader, what do we do? What do you jump in to help them? Like, hey, are we going to talk like that? That's not our culture. How do we make people grow without being critical?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if I hear it from somebody else talking about a third party, my usual response is, have you spoken directly to them? Don't talk to me about them. You need to go talk directly to them and work this out. And then if you can't, you know, then maybe get me involved. But I love the verse, and we've used this a lot in especially like one phrase of it in Proverbs. Solomon says, "Iron sharpens iron." Mm. Okay, well that's good, but it also says it, the context in there is that it's a friend that's doing the sharpening. But the other verse that I think is a corollary to that is it says that wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy just multiplies kisses. I think sometimes an enemy says flattering stuff to really kind of like win you over and it's not the truth. Sometimes an enemy says hurtful stuff that's also not the truth just to try to get at you. I think we have to come back to that. Who is saying it? You know, is this somebody that's that really wants me to improve? They want me to get better? Is it somebody that's just trying to keep me down? I think that helps us with our initial screening of the words that come across to say, how much of this do I need to dive into? Is it a friend that's trying to sharpen me, or is it somebody that's just trying to pull me down?
A couple of things out of that verse you just shared. The wound. So a friend can wound and it's okay.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
They pointed something out. Potentially, and I can speak for someone might point something out on me and I'm like, I didn't see that.
Sure.
That's really where sometimes it's almost, there's that balance of constructive, like, did you know this? No, I didn't know that. That's how it came off. Or she really was upset about that. Wow, I got to fix that. I got to make that right.
Yep. You know,
I think from criticism, we could also use another word like assessment.
Sure.
You know, evaluation might be a little better, but like criticism, you know, it's easy to be a movie critic because you didn't put the movie out, you know.
Sure.
And they can sit in those seats and complain about eat popcorn and say that was a bad scene or the line wasn't that funny. In life, we don't get that chance.
No.
You know, it's we're right there in the war.
That word critic, I think, has been hijacked because, you know, now if I say the word critic or criticism to you or to any of you, probably the immediate connotation is negative. Mm. But the word was originally just, it was neutral. A critic was supposed to be somebody that had some kind of background to be able to assess. So in other words, if it was a musical piece, a musical critic was somebody who knew something about music that could say, I like this, this part didn't sit well with me, you know, just those kind of things. But it's over time, it's kind of just completely gone to the negative side of the critic is the one that's just sitting there like, what fault can I find? They're not looking for anything good. That's how criticism has become now. I'm not really looking for anything good. I'm just looking for something bad and trying to just point those things out. And and I think that we do need people around us that love us enough to say, well, stop, you're on the wrong path, or hey, this might be in a blind spot. Maybe you didn't see this. Maybe you didn't notice this, and I want to give you a chance to improve it, to make it right. And I think that's the, you know, we have to, we need those kind of people around us for sure.
Do you think defensivism kind of paralleled when criticism became negative?
I agree.
So it was negative, and so I'm going to defend myself, or, you know, you're critiquing me, and I'm going to go on the offense because, you know, well, you know, you your shoes or, you know, your car, well, that's not what they're talking about. So you get defensive. How do we as leaders, if we're at the, in that role, how do we as leaders really protect ourselves, our spirit to lead when it's negative or intentionally hurtful?
Well, I think when we're in that position of leadership, we need to understand why we got there. So in my book, Shepherd Leadership, I talk about these two things that really are tensions for us. One is confident. I'm confident that I'm supposed to be in this position. God placed me here. There were people that I really trusted that went through this whole process that said, you're the best person for this. I have the confidence of that. But there's also a humble side that says, I'm not a self-made man. I didn't get here on my own. Any talents or abilities I have, God gave me those. Sure, I maybe had to work on turning those talents into strengths, but I didn't have the raw materials to start with. That's, you know, God gave those to me. There was a lot of other people that they could have picked from as well. So I think that's, I need to, when the criticism comes, I need to say, okay, well, hold on a second. I didn't put myself in this position.
Right.
Somebody else put me here. So I need to be confident in that. But I can also be humble enough to say, I'm not going to lose my position because of this criticism. Right. So maybe I should listen to it to see, is there a kernel of truth? Is there something down there that, that maybe I could...
Something redeemable out of it.
Right.
Yeah. I do think for us as leaders, it's really natural to defend. It seems like when you get into that role, there's a lot of pot shots. You know, they want that role.
Right.
They want the seat you're in. They want the office that you get, the parking spot that's reserved for you if that's what you got. I do think defensivism is something to caution. It's also something as we bring criticism, the neutral, as a leader, maybe share a story or two about that, Craig. What you've learned is when we do give the neutral criticism and we have someone who's receiving it defensively, how do we bridge that with them?
Well, I think it goes back again to that wounds from a friend can be trusted. Yeah. And, you know, the cliche, I don't know who said it originally. I'd love to be able to give them credit that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I remember one time I had to, I got my leadership team together. There was, I was off site. I was at a different location. They didn't handle the situation very well. And I came back and I got all of my leaders around the table and I did like this. I looked them right in the eye and I said, do you know that I love you? I looked right at them, each one of them. And at first, the first person just said, oh yeah, sure. And I said, no, look it right at me. Do you really know that I love you, that I want the best for you? Yeah, you do. And I went around the table with every single person on my team. I said, so because I love you, I have to speak a kind of a hard word to you, but I know that you can receive it because you know how much I care about you. And I think that it can't just be in the moment.
Right.
Like people feel like, well, sure, you just said something nice to me because you were,
you want something.
You just had to get it out of the way so that you could get me with, you know, the thing that needed. All along. And that's why we've talked before about walking around, catching people doing something right, complimenting them, encouraging them. If that is the ongoing thing, Then when you have to pull them aside and say, hey, listen, I think that I've got a good track record with you, that I'm here for you. But this one area, we need to address this, because this is, you're not living up to your full potential, or you're, you know, maybe you haven't even seen this in a blind spot, or, but they have to know that you really care about them as a person. You're not just trying to pull them down.
Right.
You're giving them a hard word for a good reason.
Leaders can get the pot shots, right? Whether it's the media or maybe a board or a customer. Could even be staff, you know. Why is it so hard to receive criticism? Is it because we think it's negative versus neutral? And if it is neutral, why is it still hard for people? Because I can think of one example where I said, hey, you know, I would do better if we handled it this way so I didn't have to come back or question or, you know, spend extra time on it. How would that work for you? And the person got really defensive. And I says, no, I'm looking for something better for us. I'm not saying that something's bad.
Right.
And you could see this. Oh. And then I wonder, do they have so many experiences of negative criticism?
Yep.
Are we as leaders facing this? They just got a cup full of negative criticism.
Yep.
How do we get them to pour the cup out and start over?
Yep. I remember one time when I asked somebody to, I said, hey, could you step in my office for a second? And they came in and it was not, I just said, hey, I saw this. Just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated you doing this. And, you know, and da, 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 da. Okay, that's it. And they were like, oh, like what? Did you think you were getting called into the principal's office, like you're in trouble or whatever? And I think that that's what, as leaders, that's what we're dealing with whenever we have to pull somebody aside, is that as soon as that happens, immediately, maybe everything from grade school, you know, on the announcement, you know, Craig Owens, come down to the office. And you're like, oh, what did I do? You know, kind of a thing. To another boss that, you know, had unloaded on you or whatever it was. As soon as something feels like it's one of those things, I think of people immediately, they're just like,
yeah.
And so we have to diffuse that. We have to understand where they're coming from right up front and just say, okay, hey, listen, you're not in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's losing their job here. Just relax, take a breath. But I do need to talk to you about something. And, you know, we do need to get through this. We can't just sweep it under the rug and pretend like it's not there. So let's just you and I sit down and just talk about it. And that's, you know, part of what our role is as leaders, is that sometimes we do have to wade into the not so nice stuff.
When you've brought criticism, neutral, to somebody, what have you learned about how to bring it, what form, when to bring it? Do you ask permission? You know, do you do the sandwich good things with that? How have you found it most successful, or what's your secret sauce on that?
Yeah, I've never really done kind of the sandwich thing, because to me that formulaic sometimes just comes across as, all right, fine, you got through the good stuff just so you could hit me with this, and then you're just coming up with some lame thing at the end,
yeah, I didn't hear that.
You know? And so I want to start with right up front. First of all, I don't want it to be the only time I'm having a one-on-one conversation with somebody is when I'm going to point something out to
good
them.
Point.
I want it to be as much as I can. It's compliments. It's good things. It's just like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? You know, I just want to know about you as a person.
Right.
Forget about set aside your work that you're doing here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, you and I talk about, you know, did you watch the game? Did you, you know, go away this weekend? Did you, whatever. And then when you do have those conversations, I think that you've laid a good groundwork that people say,
this is safe. Maybe.
He does care about me.
Yeah.
You know, but the other thing too, that I found is, let's just deal with one thing at a time. You know, I don't want to call somebody in and go, okay, so let me pull up this file that I have on you. Like, I remember a friend of mine once, he was going to, he had somebody in his office that he was thinking about hiring. And he called a previous employer of this guy, of this candidate, and said, I'm checking on a reference. And the guy says, well, he says, I can tell you that he worked for us from these dates to these dates, and this was his job title. And so he's not saying anything about him. He goes, okay, so, okay, I kind of hear what you're not saying. And the guy says, hold on a second. I'm going to lay the phone down on my desk and I'm going to go get his personnel file. And then you just hear, my friend here is on the other phone, boom, something hit the table. And then he picks back up the phone. He goes, yeah, that was his personnel file. I just dropped on my desk. So you could tell it was a big book. And my buddy says to him, he goes, oh, okay, thank you. But then he said to me later on after he got off the you know, was telling, he's saying, thinking, why wasn't that dealt with? Why would you have such a big file on somebody? Why didn't you just deal with something and have it over and done with? Why does this keep stacking up? And so I think we have to do that same thing. If we're going to sit down with somebody, we can't say, all right, I have a file on my computer that has your name on it, and let me open it up, and I'm going to have to, okay, I finally got up to the top of the list. Ready? Here we go. Number one that I have to deal with you on. Number two I have to do. That you're just piling on. It's, let's just deal with one thing. Hey, I love you. Mm-hmm. I want the best for you. Here's one area. Let me help you on this area. What can I do for you? Maybe you haven't seen it. You know, right. Let's just deal with it. And
question about humility, going back 10 minutes or whatever earlier in the podcast, you mentioned about, you know, a confidence and a humility, that balance regarding either giving criticism because I'm the boss
or receiving it
because you're defensive or whatever. Is there a correlation between coachability and neutral criticism? Mm.
I think that confidence and humility goes right along with the coachability, because if I'm too confident, why would you coach me?
I don't need coaching.
Right. Or whatever. And if I'm too humble, then it's like, why are you even spending time with me? I really don't have very much to offer. And
Ever had an Eeyore? Did you ever an Eeyore?
I did. I did have somebody that worked with us once. It was just constant. Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, when I walk, I'm higher than your, I mean, they're so low.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. And you're like, well, I shouldn't even give him any assessment or criticism because he's already low.
I know, right.
It's almost their defensism of, yeah, I'm already low.
Yeah. You know, so like,
the sun's not coming out today.
I'd hate to say something to you because I don't know that you can get any farther down. Right.
Yeah, you're already in the basement. I'm not sure much farther. Yeah. So coachability, let's play with that. As leaders, not as we're talking to some teammate or an associate, or what about us as leaders in coachability? How do we run with that banner? Like, I'm available for critique and criticism or ideas, or I'm available to be coached, even though I'm the leader, the boss, the owner.
Sure. Right.
How do you do with that?
Yeah, I think that, like anything, the speed of the leader, it determines the speed of the team. The coachability of the leader determines the coachability of the team. And if you are just the one that I'm only going to be the one pointing things out and nobody has a chance to say anything to me, that's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. But I think leaders always have to go first. And it may have to start with, maybe I come in before my team and I say something like, I was with my friend Greg, and he pointed this out to me, and I realized I'd fallen short. So, hey, team, I need to apologize to you guys because apparently I've been stepping on your toes, and I didn't realize it. I think you go, when the leader goes first like that, I've received something from somebody else, and here's what I've done with it. Or even, like I had somebody call me a not-so-nice four-letter word. And I told my team, I said, yeah, so, you know, this lady unloaded on me and she said this, and they were all like, oh, and at first I think they wanted to kind of come to my, you know, rescue, like, oh, well, she shouldn't have, you know what? She was just in, it was a moment of raw vulnerability. That's what she really felt. And so I had to go look in the mirror and say, what did I do that got her that angry that she would use that kind of language? Now, I never really finished that statement to say I received what she said to me, because I think this lady was a little off base. But just even saying to my team, I think I stirred that anger up and I needed to look in the mirror to see if what I did, just that alone is sending the message that I'm going to listen to what you, I'm going to at least evaluate it. I'm not just going to stick my fingers in my ear, you know, or I'm not going to say, hey, listen, I'm the leader. You can't speak to me like that. Mm-hmm. You got to let them know that right up front.
In that story example, you modeled something.
Right.
I think that's been one of my ahas in leadership is I assume others maybe have that down pat. They've figured it out. They know how to handle. They've accepted that they do it this way. They could be coming with just a blank sheet, like I have no idea what to do after mm-hmm. you give me the critique.
Yep.
Because maybe they grew up with a yeller.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, or someone who maybe really did not give compliments and didn't elevate the person's esteem. You know, yep. They didn't find the motivating button, so they used a stick. You know, kind yep. of a, as a parent or whatever. I wonder from coachability, is that something that we'd even ask the person? Hey, I got some ideas. Just wanted to check, you know, how coachable are you? I mean, would you ever come out and say it?
I don't know if I'd say it like that, but I think that I would. I think that there are ways to determine like how open yeah. are they, you yeah. know, because you can watch interactions even with peers where it's yeah. more of a safe thing, and if you see them kind of doing the. You know, body language where they're like totally closed off when somebody starts saying something, or you see them snap, you know, somebody says, oh, you know, on your computer, can I show you a little shortcut? And they, you know, kind of hit their, keep your hands off my computer. I know how to do that. You know, yeah. then you're like, oh, okay. So coachability factor might be a little low there. Right. You know, what am I going to do yeah. with that?
What happens if someone receives criticism and doesn't make a change, not one adaption?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I think there does have to be an escalating thing.
Don't use that four-letter word because yeah. that was used on you.
But I do think you have to, at some point, you have to come back to it and say, you know, we talked about this. Mm. I want to put the burden on me. You know, maybe I didn't do something to help you with this. So I want to be able to help you get over this. I don't want us to have to have this conversation again. So what can I do?
Right.
To help you, you know, and you're putting it on, just keep it on yourself. And obviously, you know, there are going to be those people that at times you might have to say, you know, be a little bit stronger. Okay, listen, we've tried this three different ways. And so now I am going to have to say, if this happens again, this will be the consequence on the other mm-hmm. side of that. Hopefully you don't have to get to that point, right. but you know, there are a few, not among our audience, but there are some knuckleheads out there.
There are a couple.
Some places.
Yeah. There are a couple. I like the meekness, humility. I like the confidence around criticism. Like, yeah, give it to me. I'm good. Right. And it would be awesome to have associates and teammates and members of your group to be okay with. Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to couch it, you know, or, well, I got to candy coat it because she's really, right. he runs from... You know, I think that's the encouraging part as we work. So meekness, I love that. Humility. I think the coachability is a really good call to action for us. Like, yep. are you coachable?
Yep.
Like, what are you defensive for? Do you right. not want to get better? If they have a situation that you could improve, let's yes. improve the team.
Yep.
I'm going to read this. Winston Churchill.
I love this quote.
Yep. You do it then.
No, you do it. You found it. This is
I didn't grow up with him.
And anything from, yeah.
I'm not his age. Close. All right. Winston Churchill quote, criticism may not be agreeable, but it is necessary. And I thought about that, like criticism is necessary, but they're speaking of neutral.
Right.
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 Necessary. And then he goes on, similar to when the body feels a pain, a discomfort, criticism then can call attention to something that needs to be fixed.
Yep.
That's a glaring issue that yep. That is not going well. And I thought, what a cool way to put criticism. Like it, you need it. I didn't say we, you know, danced around and excited about it.
Right.
Is there any closing thing you'd say to, you know, the criticism? We have to welcome it. If you're open to criticism, I think people are like, well, I really like working with him. He's open to mm-hmm. ideas or criticism or feedback.
What I would say, building on that Winston Churchill quote, if somebody says something to you and it hurts and you say, okay, but I don't think I need to do anything with that. And then there's somebody else that criticizes the exact same thing. It's probably time to step a little bit farther back and go, okay, well, wait a minute. if somebody else is seeing the same thing here, then it must be there. I got to do something with this. The longer we make excuses for it, the longer we put it off, I think the more pain, you know, any part of our body that, you know, if I have hurt my hand, I'm protecting my hand from anything else, mm-hmm. you know, so somebody sticks out their hand to shake hands with me and I'm like, I can't do that. So that's what's going to happen is, you know, if somebody criticizes and you brush it off and somebody else points out the same thing, and then you're like, you still want to push back on that. You're just allowing something to stay injured, and you're not.
That's consensus at that point, right? Yeah. You got a couple people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the openness, I think, too.
Sure. And again, the modeling. Yeah. Let me model it for somebody.
I think that's a big one. I think most people have not gotten the praise, and they've gotten the negative critique.
Right.
And I think that's how we as leaders can maybe turn that on its head and say, this is not a negative, this is neutral, but it has to be something that we wrestle with. You know, we may not fix it today.
Yep.
So,
So leaders, you go first. Okay. You model it for everybody else, the proper way to handle criticism and critique, and then the proper way to give it out to your teammates so that they can get better. We want to be able to help you too. Maybe you need to sit down with a coach. We just talked about coachability. We would love to do that with you. You can go to maximizeleadership.com. There's a page on there that talks about coaching, but especially at the bottom of the page is a form you can fill out and just say, this is what I was wondering about. This is where I'm struggling. Or maybe you say, this is areas that I've continued to receive criticism and I don't know how to process it. Just fill out whatever you want to on that form. We'll look at that. We'll get back to you. We'll tell you how we can work with you, or maybe there's somebody else that we can get you connected with, because we want you to get better. When you get better, the rest of your team gets better as well. So reach out to us there on Maximize Leadership. You can leave a comment below here on this video. You can tweet at us at Maximize Podcast. However you want to get in touch with us, give us some feedback on this episode, maybe suggest other topics that you would like us to cover. We want to be a resource for you so that you can be the best leader that you can be. So stay in touch with us, and we will do our best to keep on resourcing you. We'll be in touch with you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.